everybody. Welcome to the Something Show. Not a real name, but it's okay. We have
we'll come up with something eventually.
We have three speakers today. We have Chief Keith.
Chief Keith.
Yeah, that's what you're called.
Chief Keith.
All my students listen to instead of doing their work.
Yeah, I called you Keith, though. Chief Keith.
Oh,
Chief
Keith.
Not Keith.
Yeah. We got Jossie and Tiguan.
And
Antique.
Wait, what is it?
It's an antique.
I'm Antiguan.
Antique.
I'm not Antique. I'm Antiguan. I'm 17. I'm not an antique.
And then
your last name's what? Antiguan?
No, his last name is Harris.
My family is Antiguan.
Yeah, I was like, that.
He's from Antigua.
Just made up places now?
No, it's in the Caribbean.
Hey, look, I can go land on any one of those little pieces of strips and put a flag down and say, oh, it's...
No, you really
this
can't.
This is the Kmart Special Island.
It's not that small of an island.
Oh, that's great.
What is it?
It's Antigua and Barbuda.
What comes from Antigua? What t-shirts can I buy there?
Antigua is real?
Look up the Wikipedia. I want to know their main export or main... I mean, can I go swimming
I'm
with stingrays there or something?
I'm looking this up right now.
Now he's angry.
Now he's angry.
What's your name? You've insulted Austin.
My
name is my name's not Austin. It's Austin. And I'm a full-fledged American.
Well, welcome to the show. We haven't done one of these in a while.
It's been three weeks.
What happened?
3 weeks. We got sick.
Everyone got sick.
Yeah, I didn't get sick.
No, you got sick.
You got sick and lost your voice.
I came for it, and then we're just like, we're done. So, and
yeah,
second time, no one showed
cards.
Up. What?
Report cards.
Oh, we got report cards.
I have mainly
A's
and B's. I had, like, 1D in AP Bio. And I had a...
I heard everyone's had a hard time in that class.
AP Bio.
Biology was fun. I don't know why you
guys had,
I had
a D.
Main exports of Antigua and Barbuda.
Oh, God.
I only got one.
You've gotten me started.
All right. Wikipedia page. I want to know the population. I want to know everything. Say it one more time. Antiguan.
Antigua and Barbuda economy, service based, tourism.
Population has
services.
No data.
Wait. Hold on. Don't interrupt. I want to hear it.
Yeah, because we just have that many people.
So does China.
Okay, our GDP is $1.5 billion.
What does GDP mean for our listeners?
He doesn't
you
know.
You don't know!
Gross domestic profit.
All right, keep going.
You don't know.
I just said it.
I know.
Keep going. All right, I want to know what's famous there. Is that where Akon's from? No, that's Belize.
It's where antiques
are
from.
Do we all look the same to you?
Huh?
Nothing.
I said Akon. Good, whatever, dude. Keep going.
Is everything
keep
the
going.
Same?
I want to know everything about
it. Is everything the same to
what
you?
What do they got? They got petroleum. That's
bedding, handicrafts,
live
electronic
animals.
Food, and live animals equipment.
Live animals are better than dead animals.
Transport equipment.
Import goods that...
We have to import a lot of stuff.
We just give them oil.
We're an island.
Anything? Are there any significant?
Public debt, $458 million.
What is it?
$458 million is
public debt.
Public debt.
Oh, you're in debt.
No,
apparently it costs a lot more just to land on an island and call it something.
Yeah.
I call this rock, Rockville.
Rockville.
Anything else notable there?
Agriculture. There's so much stuff: fishing, forestry, mining.
You're from there.
I want to know the good stuff. What musician?
You're from there, and you can't tell us anything off the top
well,
of your head.
Well, I'm guessing you're not into any soca or reggae or.
Soca?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, I'm just not gonna.
I mean, I'm into reggae and stuff. I mean, I'll listen to Sublime.
Listen, you're saying some real.
I'm not familiar with a lot of that genre now, so. We don't got no girls here.
Mostly,
today, so.
To be honest, we're the broke. Cast as well.
Because we're poor.
And I'm a teacher.
I have $11, so I'm kind of
I have,
I'm balling right
I
now.
I have $2 in my wallet currently. Don't jump me.
Don't jump me.
You guys will see this when you get older. I just don't know where your money goes. I try not to spend money. I'm eating Bologna sandwiches.
Bologna.
Bologna, whatever.
No, it's knockoff bologna. It's Bologna.
It's Bologna. That's the
it's
brand.
It's the Bologna.
It's like, I eat cheap. I don't want to do anything. I still don't know where the money's
going.
You
have to pay your bills.
I mean, I got a lot
you
of those.
You have to pay for all your video games because
no,
you do a lot
been,
of that.
I haven't been doing that, dude. Honestly, like, I talk about it. I keep up with it, but pff, I don't have time for that, dude. I really don't. Like, I played one game the last month.
Destiny.
No, I actually didn't play it. I've been playing Grand Theft Auto 5 finally, mm-hmm. Which is great because my students came in today and there was a few minutes where they were, you know, getting ready, doing their work, and they were on hopping on the computer to edit and all that. And like one of the videos popped up that it's in first person on PS4.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be awesome.
And
PC and PS4 next. Oh.
Which is great because I've been playing PC for years, and they would used to. I mean, I don't know if you guys ever did. They would mod Vice City. And
yeah, I got. I did when I had Vice City for PC. I would get the DeLorean time machine.
Add cars. They'd make it first person. They would add duck suits.
Well,
I mean,
like
just most random. You could play a Shrek to keep that to keep that inside joke
you
going.
You can do. You can play as a horse in GTA 4.
And there's a guy who modded GTA 4 with everything from 5, like the switch out system and everything. It was like. What people are doing this for free? Because I want their time, you know.
So. Well, you know it's really cool. Like, there's a way to glitch yourself in GTA 5 on a console to get in the first person, but you won't see the gun or anything.
No,
but
I just thought it was really cool.
It is. It looks really cool. You know, you actually
they set up like a whole new animation system for first person.
Yeah.
All the cars have their own unique dash.
Yeah. All their. Like, to be like the more like posh vehicles have, you could like actually see on the radio like what song is playing.
That's
all
cool.
The dials work on all the airplanes, on the boats, on the jets, on everything.
To be honest, the car, like just looking inside the car, that would be a cool feature.
Yeah.
But you gotta remember, it's still a third person game. Like when you're in combat, you know, okay, first person, you know, look kind of cool. But when you're driving, I think I'm just going to stay
with
the third.
Yeah, and you can individually switch it, too.
Yeah.
You can switch it, like, when I'm out of the car, I want it first person. When I'm in the car, I, like, want it to switch automatically to third person. You don't even have to switch it yourself. It'll automatically, in, like, certain events.
Oh, you can set
like, if you're in cover, it'll go to third person. Or, like, you can set it to go to third person if you're in cover. And when you pop out of cover, it'll go to first person. Or, like,
that's actually
third person. And then when you go into cover, you can set it to first person. Or when you're in cars, you can set it whenever you want.
That's pretty
want
cool.
To.
I mean, I've been playing it, and then, like, you know how, like, when at certain points you can put a scope on your guns?
Yeah.
And apparently it increases your accuracy?
Yeah.
It's like you never use – it's like the scope's just there. And like,
it increases your accuracy.
And now
you put a laser on it, it makes it better too, you know? That's a video game rule. Put a laser on it.
Yeah.
The more attachments on your gun, the more it'll work.
Totally.
And now, like, they have it, and
– You can actually
see you can actually
–
Yeah, see
so
through the scope.
Better. And you can sit, and there's different levels of lock-on now.
Yeah.
There's just, like, the straight, like, you will kill everything, like.
I'm more
and
excited.
And then there's more loose, where it kind of just hangs on to a second, so you, like, pop headshots a lot. Or you could, or just, like, free aim. And then there's, like, a little, like, it kind of gravitates towards people, but it doesn't actually lock onto them.
You know, they have, like, you can do it for jets, too. And in right now what they have, you can do it as well, but you can't see, like, the whole interior. But this one, like, you can see it, and, like, it tell like, it's, you know how, like, you when you use jets, no one uses machine guns because it's hard to aim?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this one, like, you just shoot it, and it's, like, gone. You can hit it, like, perfectly by the interior, and it's just, like.
I finally started playing it.
Where are you at it?
3-4 weeks. I finally finished Tomb Raider after a year.
It took me about four months.
Oh, well, in Tomb Raider, I'm a trophy.
Spoil it for the
viewers. Yeah, you're a trophy.
Spoil it for the viewers who haven't played GTA yet. How far are you?
Trevor just got to Los Santos, and he met up with Michael.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm not even that far in.
No, you're not.
I was kind of like,
Trisha.
It was great, and it was like, you get it?
A boy name or a girl name?
What part's that from? Hold on.
It's like when he's driving with, What's his name?
Dane?
No, the idiot one.
Dane.
Talk like this.
Isn't it Dane?
No,
it's I forgot his name.
Not Cletus.
It's not Cletus.
There's Ron. There's Trevor.
And there's
one of his buddies that are helping him.
Clyde, I think?
No. It might be Clyde. It's something like, I know you're talking about it.
It's the blonde dude with the face paint.
It's the insane clown posse guy.
It's the blonde dreadlock guy.
Which I just thought was hilarious because all the insane clown, no offense to anyone, but all the insane clown posse fans I know are trailer trash. So I was like, oh, this is great. Yeah.
And when he was driving up there, if you listen to the dialogue, he sits there and he goes, he's telling him a story and he's like,
He substitutes his name for instead of Trevor, it's Trisha.
And he's like, I didn't know Trisha was a boy's name. And then we have an evil troll named Michelle.
Yeah, I know you're talking about it. Yeah, I got up to that. Basically, I guess they're...
Wait till you get to Mr. Strawberry Raspberry Jam.
No.
Wait till you
see the undertow.
We just did the... I'm scared. We just did the mission... where we stole the because I guess one of the dude's cousins worked at the dock.
He got
James Cameron's like submarine that he used for filming Titanic, and I'm like, what?
there's a lot of movie references in there. Wait till you're Franklin, you'll be stealing the James Bond car.
Are you serious?
The old Aston Martin.
And it has, like, the guns and the ejector seats and stuff.
Yeah, you get the guns and ejector seats.
Are you serious? That's great.
The only thing is, you'll only be able to use the equipment in that mission.
Yeah,
after that,
you can buy the car, but it's
decommissioned.
Yeah, it's decommissioned.
So. Like, you don't get the guns, you don't get the ejector seat.
They should really make a commissioned version.
Yeah, I know.
Well, think about it. You would just use that car every mission, though.
But that would be awesome.
You'd break the game.
Everybody would buy it. I have it online.
They should make it so it has limited ammunition, so you could have to go into pay and spray every once in a while and restock.
When you get to the end, you got to tell us what your choice. You'll know what I'm talking about when you get to the end.
Is it like GTA 4 again?
No.
Well, it's like, you know how the game is more like, they have it like, it's more based on choice. Like, you can, if you do this.
I feel that way and I don't, because like, there's been some, and this is, I guess, where the whole choose your own adventure thing can be messed up sometimes. Like, I think I had one or two instances in the original Walking Dead. If you do one thing with one character, but then you don't do every little thing with another, and then you come back, and it's like I felt like I missed out on some little thing, because it was like...
Well, that's what...
One mission, Trevor was like... He was talking to Michael about something, but I hadn't gone as Michael for like an hour. I'd been Franklin. And I felt like when Franklin went to meet up with both of them, Trevor was referencing a conversation with Michael that I didn't even hear, and I was like...
Wait, by the way, we're still on spoiling. Where Trevor tells Michael to go get flying lessons or something?
It's around there, but basically it's referencing what happened at the beginning of the game in the prologue.
Oh, you didn't play that?
I played the prologue.
Yeah, that's all.
They've been hinting about it, but I feel like there was a part I missed because the way I choose mission orders, the way I did the mission order, basically I had missed some key thing between Trevor and Michael because I had been Franklin. I had missed that one conversation and they had referenced like Michael past.
You'll eventually realize what happened. They don't tell you what exactly happened.
Yeah.
You kind of hear it. Like Trevor like screams it a lot. But then...
Oh, there's been little things here and there. I'm like, oh, wow, they're just adding on, like...
Yeah, that's basically it. They tell you, like, what happened, and then, like, they tell you why it happened.
But just, long story short, just, like, I don't get excited about video games as much. Just part of growing up. It's not bad.
I'm never growing up.
Red Dead Redemption's better, though.
Red Dead Redemption's pretty good. I like it.
But I'm a Clint Eastwood fanatic, so...
Hashtag never growing up.
I never really seen a Clint Eastwood... cowboy movie.
Oh god!
I've seen like I've seen El Camino.
I'm gonna die at 81.
You never seen El Camino? That's
you mean Gran Torino.
Yeah, Gran Torino. My bad.
El Camino was the Spanish version.
and then like I've seen Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry's good.
That's
a classic.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the last. It was like Lethal Enforcer and Sudden Impact and. There's like a fourth one too. I don't remember. Magnum Force, I think.
Yeah.
Magnum Force.
Yeah. So, that's it for me. Other than that, I've been to Universal and Disney a few times. What'd you guys do for Halloween?
I went out with some friends. Went to the woods. walked around. Got,
kicked
got
the map in the river.
No, where's the map?
Kicked that map.
Got freaked out by some squirrels because there was also like snakes and spiders in those woods, and I got freaked out, and we all ran back to the car because two of us were black, and we ran, and one of us and my friend left his girlfriend. We were running. We were running.
I have a question. He did the right thing. I have a question. I don't want to hit borderline racist here, but was the girlfriend white?
Yes.
They always trip, don't they?
No, for real, though. When we were walking in, it was dark, and we were all using our flashlights. It's like, okay, if there's an axe murderer in here, she's going to be the first one to die because she was the only white person. Well, there was, like, two Spanish kids, two black kids, and just her. And then because the white people in movies always be exploring stuff.
Yeah,
and the second I said to her, she said, we do not always explore stuff. And then she went off on a tangent away from the group into a different path. Like, hey, that's not the path. Come over here. And she's like, oh, I'm just going to go see what's over here. I'm like,
there you go.
Yeah, it's like there's a vine. If you don't know what a vine is,
you're going to die.
It's like a...
Everyone knows who vine is. That's all they do in my class.
Do it for
it's like a 6 to 12 second little video. And like the guy made this perfectly. He's like, white people be like, and then it's like, Billy, where are you? Are you okay? And then black people be like, forget Billy, Billy's dead.
He didn't exactly say forget, but you know.
Yeah. Thanks, Jossie.
Clearing that up.
I can't wait till ICP goes to Antiguan on tour.
Antigua.
Antigua, whatever.
Antigua.
You can keep changing the name. It still doesn't make a difference.
I don't know what preference are you using for like Antigua?
I'm using the word
I can't wait
antique.
Till ICP goes on tour there. Just blows that country or island out off the face of the earth, man. They're going to be like, wow, ICP, what great music. Are there any ICP fans here? Like at the school? I don't get out a lot to look.
You know,
I don't see any goth kids either. I'm like, so
no, we don't have that many. We like the only thing like you don't have like the serious like makeup junkie goth kids like the ones.
I was that was the number one thing I was looking forward to was teaching. I was like, I can't wait to get the goth kid that I can be like, hey, I'm going to Slipknot this weekend. Are you really? Yeah. And they'd be like, that's the coolest teacher ever.
I think the closest to the pasty white goth kid is probably Jared.
Yeah. Jared.
Yeah, he's just
Jared
like,
will eventually be on the show. We talk about him every week.
Yeah. But there's not real like all you the rest you just see people and they dye their hair is a dark color.
It's
like,
too hot down here.
It is.
There's some emo kids.
But see, I was joking with my girlfriend about this far. Over the
not
last
dope.
Weekend. We went
just
to the mall.
Not goth.
We went to the mall. Hot Topic isn't what it was when I was in high school. It's like all pop culture and Nickelodeon t-shirts and Doctor Who stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like,
Spencer's.
It used to be bands that all sounded like pigs, and now it's just like, oh, here's Heisenberg stuff, and
I like Heisenberg.
Heisenberg, I'm the one who knows. But,
So Halloween, you went in the woods. What'd you do, Austin?
We went
to a haunted house. Oh my gosh!
Oh wait,
a rich dude. His wife died. He starts doing this haunted house. He's like. Best dude ever gives out full size candy bars. Took like five.
Charlie Sheen.
Like,
his wife is a decoration. I went with a few of my friends to
Winter Garden.
We went
You're
to
Winter Garden. You know who I'm talking about.
Is he real? Is that like the rich part of town?
Yeah, buddy.
No.
Yeah, no. Not really.
But Sanford.
Sanford. If you go down like
Sanford.
Sanford just sounds
if you, if, like the road, basically I-4 to Sanford. If you just like were to look in the trees, that would be the ridge.
It's basically
we drove
Bel-Air.
By a lot of these.
Sanford is basically Bel Air.
But basically. See, I always hear
Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh man,
there.
Where's the other part of town? Yeah. One of the kids was just telling me that today. It's like south of Orlando. It's really nice.
South
it begins with an S. Don't say South Orlando.
Sarasota? No, not Sarasota.
No, I don't remember. Keep going.
All right, so what? We went, and my mom, my sister, and my friend Jonathan, we went to my cousin's house, and then we went to another place where there's a party. And what we usually do for Halloween is we go, like, to this, like, gated community or gated neighborhood.
Versace.
And we get on, and they rent a U-Haul trailer, not, like, the big container, like, just kind of like a hay bale trailer. And we ride on that. And while we go out and we get candy, the parents stay behind and get wasted.
Oh, that's
my sister had to spend the night, and she like she drank so much her eye is red from a blood vessel.
Great.
I call her the red eye tree frog now.
I went to.
I wasn't done.
Oh, you weren't. Oh. Yeah.
We
sorry.
We did that, and we got
Does Antiguan celebrate Halloween?
We
I don't know. I haven't spent Halloween there.
You should go there. I bet it's the scariest place because there's no one there.
No, what was that noise? I don't know. No one's here.
Grand Theft Auto Antigua, when it takes you an hour to find a car.
That's just running around.
Right,
it's totally untrue, by the
you
way.
You've already ran to the other
We have a high
island.
Population.
Actually, what's really funny is I've been to a bunch of the little islands in the Caribbean. Not that one, but like Belize and like Honduras and stuff. There's nothing but cars. Like brand new like cars. Dude.
Yeah.
It's like, how... Who's buying cars on these islands?
Oh, stuff is expensive because we have
gas
to,
is
we
like
have to import,
five,
we have
six
to import
bucks.
All the stuff, so it's like twice as expensive. So you have to make twice as much money.
Halloween's probably twice as scary too.
Yeah, everything's twice as bad. Like it's just
full size candy bars are twice as big.
Yeah, man.
Fun size, they're full size.
So, what else did you do? I'm sorry, I interrupted.
We did. Me and my friends usually do a. We usually do a
pink sand. Thing.
Shut up.
How do they get the sand pink?
It's just like that.
I gotta know.
It's just like that. Just washed up like that, bro.
Water's so much cleaner now. All right, go ahead. Let's awesome.
It's not
finish.
Polluted. Me and my friends, we usually do a theme when we for Halloween. I think it was last year, we did mafia themed.
We went trick or treating with no costumes and just like got.
Yeah, we got all dressed up. No, we get all dressed up. And this year we get another
did.
One.
We just went trick or treating with no costumes.
Just a bunch of rich people walking around.
We did another one where we all dressed up. We did bank robbers.
Oh, okay.
And we had so
Give
we went out
candy.
And bought masks. And masks are expensive. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to look for the little ones, like little plastic ones that last like one night. And no, those are $10 at Spirit. So. Mm-hmm. I went and got myself a durable one for about 15, and I'm like, this thing is gonna last me a lot longer. It's $5 extra more. So we did that, and basically we wore jackets and ties and all that. And we had blue latex gloves on, and we went through so many of those. The road is literally littered in all of them.
Wow.
We had a big barrel of candy in the middle of the thing, and when we were going by people, we would chuck it out. We kind of made it a game. Is like, kids are 5 points, adults are 10.
It's funny as kids in like third world countries ever found out about Halloween, they would be so mad. I mean, think about it. You're throwing candy away, literally.
Throwing away their food.
I just thought about that.
You know, like hunger crisis isn't even really a crisis because America itself makes enough food to feed the entire world like three times over. And we're just, it's just like.
And it all goes to Golden Corral.
We make enough. We make enough food to feed every country like two or three times over.
But they don't live here, so they don't get any.
Yeah, true.
We got to do a better job at that.
We got NASCAR to think about.
Yeah,
speaking of NASCAR.
Like, we donate food and money to Africa, but the corrupt government officials just take it for themselves and don't give
speaking
them.
Speaking of mafia, you got dudes running around in machine guns there, too, so.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah,
it's called a revolution.
George Clooney's going to save the world, though.
George
Clooney. Yeah.
Speaking of NASCAR, I want to start watching it again.
Right.
You guys keep up with sports at all? Like, watch sports?
Yeah, I keep up a little bit.
Did you see what happened this weekend? So basically,
what's a ball?
A ball.
What's a sport?
What's
something you can eat?
What's this sport?
You know those games, Madden and
yeah.
and FIFA. Those are based on real things.
Yeah.
What?
Really?
Anyway,
it's possible. No one would do that much running.
I know NASCAR.
No one's that.
I know NASCAR's got the whole going back to ICP. Trailer trash like kind of thing to it, but it was actually very exciting because I caught a glimpse of it this weekend. A race happened, and the driver Jeff Gordon, who I used to watch when I was a kid, I used to watch racing a lot. I used to be like a Speed Channel junkie. Cause
redneck.
No, I watched. I was a big Gran Turismo like.
Turn around. Let me see your neck.
Anyway.
He's a motorhead, basically.
When I was a little kid, they got their Hot Wheel track in their room and
dude,
stuff.
Everyone
you know?
Had a Hot Wheel track.
Yeah.
I had a Hot Wheel.
Yeah,
track.
I'm not even gonna lie. I watched NASCAR when I was young.
Guilty. You're the one. But
the one.
The one. I'm the
Basically, Jeff Gordon, it was like two laps to go, I guess, or something. This one driver who's been notorious for just driving like a maniac, he's the Ricky Bobby in some sense. He tried going between Jeff Gordon and this other guy, and the hole didn't exist, but he made a hole, and he blew Jeff Gordon's tire. Jeff Gordon lost the race. Like, championship's on the line. Like, there's only, like, I guess, three races left or something. So this was, like, a crucial thing. Jeff Gordon would have won that race. He's pretty much sealed the deal almost to win the championship, so he was mad. Pit Road confronts him. His crew's behind him. This guy's crew's nowhere to be seen, actually. That's the funniest thing. But other drivers' crews all surround this driver. And his name's Brad Keselowski, I think. Basically, Jeff Gordon calls him out, and he's like a 20-year-old. Like, oh, I was trying to race to win, man. Dude grabs him by the collar, and just pandemonium breaks out. He breaks loose. Another driver pushes that driver, Brad Keselowski, back into Gordon. And then there's like 80 guys just in a giant fight on pit road.
Oh, my God.
They said, like, all the news crews were there. Everyone got hit. People were getting bloodied up. It was, like, one of the biggest sports fights, like, ever. It was insane. It was, like, better than Canada versus Russia.
And that happened, like, this week?
This weekend. Like, you can look the video up later when we're done. Like, it was, I almost want to watch racing again now.
it's like you're, like, one of the reasons hockey has a good population. Everybody just wants to see someone fight.
So. Fight. Hockey matches are fun to go to. I don't know if you've ever been.
I've been to a hockey match.
And, give us blood.
And then, I don't know, sport's getting exciting. I kind of got into soccer, and Orlando's getting a team. I saw that on the news this week, like the last few weeks.
Yeah. Nope. Nobody from Orlando's going to be in it, though.
Oh, yeah. It's all going to be imports, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be Spanish people that know what the hell they're doing.
So,
or German people.
Bro, no. No Germans allowed.
One.
That's it. You guys didn't go to Halloween Horror Nights at all?
Yeah,
I wanted
Nights.
To, but I didn't get around to it.
You went multiple times. You said you went multiple times.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking, I haven't gone.
I really forgot.
It was actually really bad.
How were the lines? Because I had some kids tell me they were in a line for like 3 hours.
Yeah. It was like the Walking Dead line was like 3 hours.
Michael
long.
Myers
wait,
was
wait.
Bad, too.
All right. The Walking Dead one, it had Herschel's head out front, right?
Yes.
Yes, all right, then I went this year. I'm sorry, I just go for that one house, and then I leave.
You didn't go to the Michael Myers house, really good.
I don't go, I just go for Walking Dead. I like Walking Dead.
That was the, was there,
that's
did you go?
All you do? Yeah, I went.
How was the Purge compared to the zombies last year?
The Purge.
Huh?
We went to three houses, and then we had to leave because we spent that long in lines. That we went from the opening of Halloween Horror Nights to 2 o'clock in the morning, and we went to three places.
Which ones did you do?
We went to Halloween.
Wait, it was open until like 3 this year?
No, it was only until 2.
Oh.
And it was only on what, Fridays
and
Saturdays?
No, we went to three houses.
Oh.
Because we had to wait so long.
The lines were rough
last
this
year. Last
year
it was only open until like 1.
Yeah.
The lines were rough this year because like the night I went beginning, the end of September. And it was like,
we went to like that cannibal,
3 houses in 3 hours.
We went to some like cannibal thing. We went to, obviously we saw Bill and Ted and got an emu leg.
Bill and Ted. I never seen that.
That's probably one of the coolest shows ever.
What, Bill and Ted?
They basically make fun of everything that's happened in the last
year
in pop
culture. Yeah, it's
like
pop culture, making fun of stuff.
I need to go to those, man.
I got an emu leg. They say it's turkey. Turkey isn't pink and salty.
What did you call it?
Emu.
Neither is emu.
What is emu?
An emu
is a bird. It's a flightless running bird.
It's kind of like an ostrich, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious. Right
it's,
now, especially.
It's something. It's not freaking turkey.
But they call it a turkey leg, is what you're saying.
Yes. You know it's not freaking turkey. Turkey is not not naturally pink and salty. Either that's jacked up with hormones. It's like that big, too. Like, what freaking turkey is that has that big of a leg?
Bro, man, they give that at, what's it called? Medieval times. They
you
call
can't
it
see
mutton,
it.
But it's a big turkey leg.
They call it a dragon leg.
They call it a dragon leg.
The tomato soup, it's dragon blood.
Dragon blood. Dragon
eggs
blood.
Inside.
Did you do AVP?
No.
I don't know anyone that went to AVP.
No one.
Because we wanted to, we couldn't go to
crap.
What
was the third one you did?
We went to the cannibal thing. Went Halloween. And went to
Walking Dead. Okay, okay.
We didn't go to Walking Dead. But it was like we were going to. We still had a couple hours, but the line was too long. It was like 2 hours and 45 minutes, and we had like 2 hours left. So,
wow.
But
We went to, I don't even remember because it was so terrible.
You didn't like it?
No, because they just shuffle you through and I didn't, like,
yeah,
I didn't see anything. There's either stuff happening in front of me or stuff happening behind me in all three houses we went to. I just walked past and didn't see anyone jump out at me at all. I was just walking through a house with some lightning in the background and crap. I was like, what? There's no one here. I'm hearing people scream in front of me and back of me.
You got to walk slower. Like, if people get behind,
They used to send you in groups. So, like, everybody had a chance to get scared. But they shuffle you through.
Let's talk about the real jerk move. You get out of the Michael Myers house. What happens?
I didn't go to Michael Myers.
You just said you went to the Halloween one.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Myers.
I don't even remember. That's how bad
it is.
What happens when you walk out of the house? What happens after every haunted house, actually?
There's that one guy.
That one jerk. Just when you're calming down, you're like, oh, it's over. That was weird Halloween because it was like 12 Michael Myers looking at me.
My sister's girlfriend got harassed like every house we went to because she was like, people were shuffling people through or like following. It was like, why like reaching out to people? Like, why are you taking pictures? Why you got your phone out?
Yeah, they're really on you about that. I was saying,
I've heard they kick people out for that.
Yeah, they do. They pull you out.
It's like she was like doing this, and she didn't notice the person above her. She was like this, and then the person was following her through the things. Like, don't reach for the actors, like. I was just like raising.
Did you hear the haunted house they had here? It had two.
Oh yeah, the school had one. That's right.
They had two injuries. One zombie got punched in the face, and another girl got a serious injury.
Cheyenne popped her knee.
She had internal
bleeding. Cheyenne Sexton popped her knee.
Just call her out like that.
Yeah, I'm calling you out, Cheyenne. If you're watching this.
Watching, buddy.
Watching this blank
screen. They're watching us in Antigua right now.
Watching this blank screen, listening to our voices, my sultry voice. Called you out. I don't know who the other person. I was
asked to be a zombie. If anyone, I'm kind of glad I did. I'm like, you know, I'm not gonna go because one of these guys is just, you know.
If anyone asks, I was in the haunted house. I was a really fast, scary zombie that got kicked a bunch of times.
Really?
Yeah, that hurt. Some guy raised hands and almost punched me in the face, but I backed off.
Was it just kids coming, or was it like it was parents and stuff?
It was mostly kids. It was a couple.
Wouldn't have done it because this school needs to go through anger management.
Some of the people like wanted.
If we could have a PSA for the three people listening.
This is really chill right now.
How many fights do we have tonight?
About
we had
four.
Like four.
So all seriousness, like
you're ruining it.
Seriously.
All seriousness, though, like, man.
The school needs anger management.
Yeah, everyone needs to not fight each other.
We need to calm down. Because
cops are just going to keep coming.
Yeah. It's going to be pepper spray. And
it's not going to be fun.
Cops are just going to gas random people.
No,
they're
going to
sit there with
one
that
cop,
grenade launcher.
One, no, hey. one cop did that last year.
What?
There was, like, a big fight, and one of the cops threw, like, canister of tear gas into the cafeteria. It was almost the end of lunch, but there was like
what lunch?
I think it was like 8 lunch or something.
Then it was a day.
All seriousness though, gotta quit fighting, guys.
Like seriously though,
I don't fight. But
it was he's not a cop that's here anymore. It was a cop that was here like either last year or the year before that. But he like had to throw tear gas because there was a bunch of people fighting.
I don't want
to
know.
It's crazy.
All seriousness though, quit hurting each other.
I am serious.
Seriously.
We're all guys. Yeah. We have testosterone. Even the girls are flipping out.
Girls.
Girls fight. You know, guys, they'll just sit there and smack each other. Girls, you know, they go all out. We went after third period. We walked outside.
They'd be scalping each other.
We walked outside and we looked in the bathroom. They had it like roped off, and there was hair and blood in the like right there by the water fountains. And I'm just like, man, girls just kill each other. Guys will beat the crap out of each other. Girls will kill each other.
That is one thing in high school. Whenever the guys fought, they were like best friends next week.
Yeah, no.
I will say that.
No, that's what happens. Like, dudes, they fight, and then like 5 minutes later, they're bros. And then when girls fight, they're
you want to go to Antigua? Yeah, I'll go with you.
They're still mad. They're still holding a grudge 5 years later.
Yeah.
Girls just be like, it's funny, you know. If you look at it, girls will sit there and they'll be like, we love each other. We're going to be best friends forever. Friendship ends in 5 years. And then guys are sitting there and they're just calling each other out. Like, you suck. No, you suck. Your mom. And they're best friends.
West Side Story, bro. You want to come?
bro?
Yeah, that's like best
how long,
friends.
How long have we been doing this?
I don't know.
Probably need to wrap up soon.
Let's hear some news stories.
Yo, so big thing. Are you guys old enough to vote?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Did you vote?
Registered. Yeah.
I
only voted for two things and I left.
Yeah. How was voting?
Medical
I heard they were packed.
Medical marijuana lost.
Well, I went early.
Yeah.
I voted for the two things I voted for lost. Amendment 2 and Charlie Crist.
Charlie Crist was the Democrat, not.
I think. Yeah. Rick Scott won.
Which one had the fan?
I don't know. I don't watch it. I just wait.
It was on a Daily Show, and I couldn't remember.
My mom tells me who wins.
I'm not registered to vote, but all my students were very disappointed about Amendment 2.
Yeah, we'll get over it.
I don't.
Because all your students are potheads.
I don't think they understand.
It's medical.
Yeah, most of your students sit there and they say like they do. Since it's coming out, they're only going to do it because they're following a group.
Yeah, true.
So like, yeah, we need to do that about feeding other countries and stop fighting. So.
Yeah, we don't care about, you know, feeding other countries. We care about getting high, letting us legalize a plant.
Yeah, I mean, like, for real, though, it grows out the ground. It's so bad about it.
You hear about that old lady that
I'm
got
John
arrested
Morgan
because
Morgan.
She accidentally grew marijuana?
Yeah, I heard about that.
She didn't know what she was growing. She thought it was just a nice-looking plant. And she grew it, and then she got arrested for it.
It's like, I didn't know.
Oh, in Arizona, my grandparents' neighbors have... people who grow pot.
Wow, that's nice.
Costa Rica.
Thanks for
surfing.
You know, the info.
Yeah.
Is it true in Arizona you gotta have a pool?
No.
You know it's illegal.
It's either Arizona or Nevada. You have to have a pool. Like it's because it's so hot there.
It's
Arizona. It's actually.
You know, it's technically illegal in Florida to have intercourse with people that you aren't married to.
Why are we talking about this?
I just want to say that.
Bro, you know,
you are breaking the law, sir.
It's not going in the show.
Young kids don't know these words.
This ain't going in.
Yeah, no.
My cousin listens to this.
How old is he?
He's 15, I believe.
He's old enough to hear this.
Yeah.
You've hit puberty.
He's the one that said that Sam and Daphne were annoying.
Yeah.
He's like, they haven't seen Jurassic Park.
It's true.
What
blasphemy?
What other stuff going on in the world though? What do you got?
All right, here's one. I've been. You guys know Young Thug, right?
Nope.
Yeah.
All right, he does that song called Life.
That's just any rapper to me.
Okay, well, there's a guy, and he sings a song called Lifestyle. And what Young Thug does, he doesn't really say words. He just makes up noises.
Oh wait, was this the Bill Gates thing?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. He sounds like Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah.
He really does sound like Courage the Cowardly Dog.
They have a Vine where they make fun of that, and they have it like the Doodle Bob from SpongeBob. Neon, and it's funny. And apparently not Bill Gates. I almost said Bill Nye.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Bill Gates offered Young Thug $9 million cash to never make music again. He quotes, he said, I'm not an avid rap listener, but after listening to Lifestyle by Young Thug, I questioned my own existence.
Dang.
He said he would increase the amount of money.
Yeah,
too.
If he denied, he would increase it.
Yeah. Okay, so in candy news.
Candy news?
Preschooler's mom was arrested this week after her 4-year-old daughter brought 249 packets of heroin to Delaware daycare and handed them out to their,
like
them out to her,
old,
to her other students. Okay. 3 weeks ago, then.
I know this story. I've heard of it.
So
to her other students as candy. You interrupted me, Austin.
Everybody interrupts me. I get one shot.
You do get one.
Everybody gets one.
Spider-Man. What?
Spider-Man.
Everybody gets one save. After that.
This is off topic, but a show called Batman and Spider-Man is coming back on to
Mono Media. The old heroin candy.
Nah,
stick.
Dude, that's Walter White's child. Leave her alone.
Okay. Don't spoil that show, please.
There's nothing.
You're right. You need to catch up on something. All right.
Jeez,
you're
you
a TV teacher.
Time.
You're a TV teacher. You know, you have to watch TV. You have to get to know.
Nah, apparently not. A lot of kids don't want
to
watch.
Get your kids to start watching Breaking Bad.
Okay, sexy Ebola nurse Halloween costume.
What is the story again?
Bro, man, I bought one.
A sexy Ebola nurse costume?
Yeah. Yeah, guys can be nurses. You got a problem?
Yeah, but the sexy Ebola nurse costume.
There's something else I want to talk about. What else was... Actually,
Okay.
We're all gonna take a selfie for Sam.
Keith.
I want to.
Keith. Chief Keith.
Okay, so you can now buy a sexy Ebola nurse containment
for $60
Halloween for the low price of $60. What do you feel about that?
I think it's worth the price.
Like the internet making such a comical,
it's like
comical situation out of something very serious.
Dude, people like right now.
But if you make a
Ebola
cancer joke,
will kill you faster than cancer. But, you know,
but if
everybody
you make a cancer joke,
Yeah, cancer joke is like, Ebola joke, everybody's like, yeah.
Yeah, even though it'll kill you in, like, 10 days.
Yeah.
50%.
If you're not treated.
It's like 50%.
Yeah. No, it's
death.
Higher. It's a higher death rate than that.
It is?
It's like an 80% death.
That's
88%
crazy.
Death rate.
P.O.P. Hold it down.
I got a story. Right here from Florida.
Oh, great. Middle-aged man goes crazy.
No, it's better than that.
Okay.
That'll be me in a few weeks.
Why are you sitting like that? It's weird.
I'm comfortable. Cool.
If you that's right. Be self-conscious.
You got up right into his face, dude. Why are you sitting like that? It's weird.
Be self-conscious.
That's how they say hello in Antigua.
You're weird.
In the wonderful city of Fort Lauderdale, a 90-year-old man was arrested for giving food to the homeless.
What?
Man was arrested for giving food to the homeless.
He didn't poison it or anything?
No.
Good job, officer.
He works with a church. Apparently, and I quote him, one of the police officers came over and said, "Drop that plate right now," as if I was carrying a weapon.
He's got a plate! Kill him!
The man's name is Arnold Abbott. He's a volunteer for his church.
Well, Arnold, get out of jail.
In 1999, he was arrested for the same thing. He went to court and won.
Again.
And he's probably going to do it again.
Well, we salute you, Arnold.
Yeah, so apparently a lot of cities have laws against this because it's literally feeding the stray cat, for lack of a better, metaphor.
So we just let them starve in the street?
Yeah.
Well, no, you want them to leave.
America.
You want them to leave your city. Be completely blunt about it.
On Sunday?
Some cities will buy a bus ticket and just send you anywhere you want
to
go.
On Sunday, I got a call from my friend. He said, "Can you take me to Wendy's?" And I said, "Sure." So I go to pick him up, and when we go there, he orders something, I order something. In front of us, there's a guy... standing like right after the window where they give you food, and he's a homeless man, and this white van drives by and he just sits there like this, and so I'm like, okay, I guess like he knew him and didn't say hi. And when we drive by, he's like, "What's up?" And I said, and I like politely said, "Hey," back, and drove off. And next thing I know, this guy's getting mad because I didn't give him anything. This guy literally flipped crap. I was trying to find the Wendy's number saying, "You got a crazy dude out front asking for cash and something. He's going to kill somebody."
I have always had the teenagers in a Coey in front of the Sam's Club. They've been raising money for their basketball team for like 8 months now at the red light.
Support our basketball.
Either they're getting a very small amount of money at a time, or it's not for their basketball
team.
They're
making good money.
I just hate, like,
they're there. You guys can drive by. They're there usually. So
I hate calling them the beggars.
Well, it's called panhandling.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. And the average panhandler makes like, I think it's like $70,000 a year.
Yeah. They make good money. They just spend it on crap.
So just drop out of school and be a panhandler.
Oh, yeah. I love that. No,
you gotta explain
in,
it on that 1090 form on your taxes.
I remember,
but
there was a story about that on I think it was in Utah. This old woman was panhandling like she was homeless.
Oh, she got in a brand new car.
And then she got like a brand new like 2014 like Dodge.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, it was like 2014 Dodge cars. It's like, and the dude just gave her money, and then he walked in the store, and then came out, and then she walked away and just went around. She didn't even park it like down the street. She like parked it in that same parking lot. Just walked right up to her car, started driving. Was like, hey.
Yeah, he called her out.
Yeah.
My mom had that. She went to a gas station.
It's like, you got a better car than me. I'm giving you money.
And there's these guys out standing out beside a gas pump, and they're like, we're out of money. We're out of gas. So my mom kindly went over, and like, they're like, do you have $10 we can borrow? And she's like, she took her car and she gave him $10 worth of gas. She looks back at them and they're still asking people for $10. And she's like, whoops. I'm like, there's a lot of people that just ripping people off. Cause
it's a shame too. Cause like,
there's actual people.
Yeah, there are actually people that do need help, and then there's just people to take advantage of those people.
The one night I almost helped a guy, but I didn't because I was like, oh, he's just one of these people. It's like, my car's broke down the road. My wife's there. It's like an old dude, too. It's like, no. And then we drive down the road like a mile, and sure enough, there's an old lady sitting on top of a car. I was like, ah. Oh.
There's
a note of the wrong person.
There's this one lady.
But what if they were just... They were actually just masquerading as old people, and they were gonna rob you when you came to help them.
Oh, that's the point.
What?
They're gonna pull out their canes and their their walkers, and they're gonna
chase me on their hover rings.
You know how scrawny, you know how scrawny Keith is.
Don't make me call life alert.
I'll fall in.
You just grab their neck, click.
Oh no!
Oh no! You've called the paramedics.
There's this one lady right out here in front of the Walmart, and I see her like. Every now and then. She sits out there, not like at the Walmart entrance, just a little bit down it, and she has a sign that says, please help, have 3 kids. And I see this lady pulling out, like she has like, I saw her with like a gold watch, and she pulled out like an iPhone, like a newer iPhone. And I'm like, I don't think this girl has 3 kids.
Well, she's not saying she's broke or whatever. She just says, help, I have 3 kids. I'm going to start putting that up. Help, I'm a teacher.
Take it. Just leave it alone.
You need to go out there. Help. My biology paper's due tomorrow. You know, just see what happens.
Need money for biology.
Oh, man.
My teacher's giving me a grade if I don't pay $40 to take an ACT.
What?
I don't qualify for, free reduced lunch. So, I have to pay for the ACT.
Lie about how much your money.
Yeah, but my mom used to work in a school office, and she knows what happens if you lie on that. That's a government paper.
Lie. You know how many people lie?
Yeah, I did last year. But she won't do it. It's apparently, I think it's a pride thing.
Well, you just admitted guilt, and you're going to a federal prison.
So I have to pay $40 to take, is he doing that again?
You know that, right? You just admitted guilt on, like, national, like...
I already have to pay $40.
National.
National.
The 3 people listening.
There's one in Washington, there's one in Alaska, and there's one in Antigua.
No, it's my mom, my dad.
My mom, my and dad, my and cousin, his dog. And it's like, I have to pay $40 to take this dumb test, which if I don't score a 20 on it, it's like wasting money.
True.
So I have till Friday to do that, and I have to show it to him. And if I don't show it to him, that's 30% of my grade.
Friday to take it.
No, Friday I have to be is the deadline to sign up. I take it in December.
Oh, I need to sign up. Cause I thought the next one was in like almost the end of the year, so I was gonna just wait. Cause I knew the one for November's already up, obviously.
Never took the SAT.
But I'm gonna sign up.
Or whatever. Either I never
take the SAT anymore.
I take the ACT. It's easier.
I don't even know what an SAT.
The ACT one focuses more on English, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I'm really good at English, and also
But you're really fast at it.
Yeah, I scored like.
It's out of 32, isn't it?
On the PERT for English, I scored 2 times what I needed to pass.
Is it out of 30 or 32?
And I bet, huh?
It's out of 30 or 32.
It's out of 32, I think.
I had a buddy who made like a 29, and I was like, jeez.
Yeah, I'll be really good at ACT because it focuses more on English. Also, if you leave a question blank, they don't count it as wrong.
Yeah, but you have to get a certain amount right.
Yeah, the SAT you have to do that. You have to at least guess because if you leave a question.
So they've completely changed the SAT since I was in school because I didn't take that either, and it used to be 1600. Now what is it? 2800? Something crazy now. They added stuff to it.
They always add stuff.
Because we used to get 400 points just for writing our name. I'm serious. I'm not making that up. You can look that up.
400 points for
you get 400 out of 1600 just for writing your name. You can ask anybody.
Yeah, I'm gonna get 40 bucks for my parents.
I'm gonna go back in time and go through high school.
Give me 40 bucks too.
Huh?
Give me 40 bucks too.
And we got 10.
Anything else you guys want to share?
Remember earlier this podcast? It's the broke cast.
Yeah, we're the broke.
The broke cast.
That's why
we're all broke.
Yeah, but your parents aren't. You can give me $40.
We're in debt.
We're paying our taxes.
Know,
just give
me
the money.
Struggle.
The struggle. The struggle. It's not DiGiorno. It's the struggle.
Oh, God. I'm hungry.
I may live in a two-story house. I may have gone to multiple mansions, but I still have
my teeth may be made of gold.
My teeth may... My watch may cost more than your college education.
I do remember.
But I'm still
my dad used to be friends with this old NFL star, and he used to invite us to his mansion parties at for the Super Bowl.
What happened?
And he used to have like his own lake and like 3 home theaters. And
what do you own? I don't know.
Like
a lake.
4. Yeah, he owned the lake behind him. I used to ride the jet skis and stuff. And then I don't know, he just fell off with my dad, and he didn't invite us to any more Super Bowl parties after a while because we were like leeching off his stuff, I guess. But,
oh wow. You're taking too much too much nacho cheese off the nacho fondue.
He used to be taking big plates of food home. I guess he got tired of it. Oh well.
I never had any come in, but my
like,
boss.
And they look like legit movie theaters too. Like, ooh.
Yeah, see, my boss at HH Gregg before I left there, like he told me he used to do movie theater rooms for businesses and celebrities.
My neighbor does.
My dad.
Movie theater.
My dad.
My
dad used to own his own limousine company. He drove Kobe Bryant.
How's Kobe? Is he a nice guy?
Dad said he was a nice guy.
Well, he's not a girl at a party, so.
Like Drake.
You have no idea what I'm
talking
about.
Unless my dad was lying to me.
You have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. But he told me he met Scott Stapp from Creed, the lead singer, when they were actually popular. You guys probably weren't even born.
Who?
Creed.
When was that?
Like 2000.
I was born in 95.
We're not that young.
I don't know how old you guys are.
I was born in
96. I don't care. He said Scott Stapp came in there and bought like a $20,000 plasma Pioneer TV when they first came out.
$20,000.
You know who Larry the Cable Guy
is? Apparently they're still the best plasma TV you can buy if you can find one. But I don't know. Anyway, that's not. I don't know. He said he had a bunch of golfers. Jack Nicholson? No, not Jack Nicholson, but the golfer. What's the one I'm trying to think of?
Tiger Woods?
No. It's
all right, that's the only golfer we know.
It's the only golfer, you know?
Except Happy Gilmore.
No, it's the guy. I can't remember. He's kind of old. He has the back commercial where he talks about his bones, and he looks weird. Apparently, he's a really nice guy.
Every old guy?
Yeah.
The most interesting man in the world.
I talk about my back. My back's been hurting for 2 days.
Sorry, I'm in my 2-day pass.
Yeah.
Well... Ooh. That's all I got.
Well,
I'm tired.
You know who Larry the Cable Guy is, right?
Huh?
You know who Larry the Cable Guy
is? He's actually a really smart guy from Ohio, and he doesn't talk like that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He's
doing Jingle All the Way, too. It'll be out in DVD next month. I'm not joking. Isn't that disappointing?
It is a little bit.
Yeah, it's like, why would you touch a...
That was a great movie.
Cops?
Movie.
Okay, another new story right before we wrap up.
Oh, hurry up.
Wait, I was going somewhere with Larry the Cable Guy.
Okay, well, let's
my aunt's friend was a waitress, and she waited on Larry the Cable Guy. and he paid for a $60 meal just for himself and left her a $3,000 tip.
That's pretty cool.
He lives in Sanford.
He does?
Yeah.
See, someone was telling me, like, there's a bunch of celebrities that actually live near here.
Oh, my God.
Arnold Palmer lives, like, 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
guy on the T.
Yeah. He has a hospital.
I heard that, but I
was born in that hospital.
I got kicked out of the hospital parking garage. We were filming an action movie, and they almost called SWAT on us.
Yeah. My nephews were born in Winnie Palmer. I was born in Arnold Palmer.
You were born, what, the half and half one or the green tea one?
The half and half.
I would drink that the rest of my life if I could.
Oh yeah, it's really good. It's really good.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Shaq. I didn't know. I didn't know Shaq still lived near here too.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I didn't figure it out.
Yeah, Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, Shaq still lives.
We don't got any kids that go to school here, and their parents are famous.
No.
I want to befriend them, man.
I'm trying to think. I thought there was something. I know this one kid. He was a big guy. He thought he was, like, he always said he was the man because his dad drove a limo, and his dad would come pick him up, and he would get in the back of the limo.
Was that me?
I don't know. It was kind of.
Because that used to happen.
No, it was like this one guy.
That's literally my story.
You strut to the car, too?
Oh, yeah. I'd get so many girls' numbers, for real. No, I'm not even joking. It was like, hey, can I get a ride home? It's like,
that's hilarious.
Like, he was a Hispanic, and he did it, and he, like, made up this whole lie, like, he was super rich and stuff.
Yeah, we're not super rich.
My
dad just owns his own company. Well, he still owns it, but no one is rich enough to rent limousines anymore, so he doesn't get any business.
Aw. What's he do with the car? Does he just sit around?
He sold them.
He needs to let us borrow it.
Here's another thing.
It was his friend's limousines, because his friend also had a limousine company of his own, and he'd pay his friend to, like, rent to use his limousines.
That sounds sketchy.
And my mom also had it. We lived comfortably before the stock market crash, actually.
When you say comfortably.
Like
you were on a bed of money?
Like, not...
You like were you like ducks? What's the duck dude? Duck
I was tail. Able to get
no no DuckTales okay. guy.
Keith.
Oh, Keith. I know you're talking.
He
about.
He just goes swimming in money.
Chief Keith.
Chief Keith.
I was
Dickerson.
We were comfortable Dickerson. To the point where we could pay all our bills and still have extra money for me to get a bass guitar and a.
Do you still have a bass guitar?
Yes, I still have my bass guitar and a piano.
Of course, you play
and
bass.
And private piano lessons and karate lessons.
Have you ever seen that South Park where they're like, Token, you play bass. Why do I gotta play? Because all black people know how to play bass. Just play. What?
Yeah, I really am good at it. Yeah. I'm not even joking. I picked it up and it was really
You know what I'm really good at? You know what me and Austin are really good at too? NASCAR.
We're gonna go left like, real fast.
I'm like not even joking. I was sort of just like strumming, because I played piano for a while, so I know what the notes are already, so it's like doom, 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 doom,
doom, doom, like. You know, here's a little fact. I can't listen to any good songs while I drive, because then I'm a very cautious driver, but if I'm listening to something and like the beat gets faster, my foot starts going farther down. I have to listen to freaking
I think that might be Tourette's.
I have to listen to Beethoven and Mozart, like you were talking about.
I like to listen to some death metal or some.
I can't. Yeah, I do that. And I'm just like.
Or some dubstep while I'm.
No, you know you'd fall. You'd like vibrate out of your car, and your car would just keep going.
I listen to guilty pleasure stuff, like all about that bass. I'm bad.
Did you hear about the?
Drop that, you're gonna die.
The girl that was yelling at a guy to telling them to turn down his music, and then she looked in front and she got in a wreck.
That's hilarious.
It's distracting.
Yeah.
The music's distracting. Right. Even though I don't even think he had his windows up too. I don't know. Like how loud his music was that she needed to tell him. Like you absolutely have to turn down your music right now. Crash.
Alright, so I think we're done here.
Alright, yeah, it's time to wrap up. Once again,
go home, go bed.
I'm going to go home, go bed, and eat my fridge.
I'm going to do that, too. I'm hungry.
Eat my fridge and my pantry.
Have you been back to Antigua lately?
Last couple years. Oh man, I can't wait. I can't wait till I turn 18 because when my grandfather died, he left me some land. Ooh, I'm gonna build like a hotel on that. But
you're gonna be like, huh?
He didn't care for his grandpa.
You didn't care for the grandma?
Huh?
What's wrong with the grandma?
I said grandpa.
No.
What's wrong with the grandma?
My grandpa was like almost 100.
What's that in Antiguan time?
What?
Was he a real? Wait. Was he a real antique?
I hate you so much.
Words can't describe the amount of hate I'm feeling right now.
You gotta admit, it's funny, though. We have this beautiful antique for auction.
It's not that funny joking about dead people.
Yeah, I joke about them all the time, though.
Oh, man.
Especially Jews. I'm going to hell.
Well, I gotta cut that part out.
You're gonna get so much hate.
Do get hate.
If this eventually picks up on the internet, and people.
I hang out with nothing but Latinos. Like, I don't like white people. They kind of creep me out a little bit. I don't know why.
I thought you were Hispanic.
Huh?
Yeah.
His last name is Smith.
Yeah.
I thought he was adopted.
I'm as white as they get, buddy.
I thought you were adopted.
My parents are from Canada.
Are you serious?
They're basically. They were born basically. Right, like in the hospital, right across the river from Canada. They're basically Canadian. They came out with hockey sticks, dude. That's how Canadian I am.
Parents came out and.
I was born in Florida, but I'm Canadian. But I might be part Cuban because of Florida.
Wait, you might be.
I asked my family.
Why are you just magically part Cuban just because you were born in Florida?
The only heritage I can somehow track is.
I don't even know how many.
Partially Belgian.
I honestly don't know because my great-great-grandmother had 15 kids, and they like split off to all the ends of the earth. Like, I have family in Spain and England.
You know
and
where
France
they're at?
The difference between
Cuba
white people and black people is that white people say, I'm quarter German, I'm quarter Irish,
like,
I'm quarter
real,
British. Black people are just like, I'm black.
My great-grandmother had 15 kids, and her sister had 12 kids. Like, I don't even know how many relatives I have all over the world. Like, I don't know.
Did you know that there is people on this earth that are related
I'll
to
tell you how to find out who all your relatives are.
Well, technically the whole human race was, you know, is related, but whatever.
You want to know how to find out all
I'm
your
I'm going to talk about philosophy here.
You want to know where all your relatives are? You want to find out quick? Win the lottery. They will be showing up out of nowhere.
Who are like, you? I'm from Finn. Let's go. Come on.
It's like, it's just different versions of you in different outfits.
They
from
all
different
look
countries.
Exactly like him, except some of them.
I'm Mongolian, Jossie.
They're just they're all just different shades and have facial hair. They all
and then the goth kid version shows.
Long hair.
Give me money.
All right, I'm done.
All right. Okay.
Say
once
goodbye.
Again, I'm Jossie Harris, signing out. Dickerson.
Don't sing that. No. I'm tired of hearing that.
Come on, you're the one that walked in and was like, you gotta do it right. We're gonna do it.
Oh my God.
I'm Austin. You can follow me on Instagram at SGTSOUPSWAUG, Sergeant Soup Swag.
Okay, I'm Jossie Harris. You can find me on the YouTubes, even though I haven't posted any content yet. Whatever. At Stealth Dragon. That's Stealth Dragon. It's not worse than Sergeant Soup Swag.
Bro, man, I made that up on the fly. Stealth Dragon?
Signing out. Peace. Drop the mic and walk away. Not really, because this is really expensive. Bye.
Everybody love each other and stop fighting.
Please, no more blood.